And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, September the 4th, 2020, Labor Day weekend, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And this hour, and next hour, really, at this point, something will return that I know everyone has wanted to return. It is the Family Feud. We have not done this, I don't know now, I guess it's been probably at least a couple months since we've done this. So it'll be great to get back to the Family Feud today, so hopefully the participation will be there over the next 2 hours, and if it is, we will continue to do this because I have got a lot of categories. All right, now here is the first category, and this is kind of interesting in the world we live in now, the work-at-home category. Name something appealing about working from home, which a lot of people are doing now. How about that? Name something appealing about working from home. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now we have, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 answers for this. 9 answers for this particular question. Go ahead, caller.
Me again, Scott. Let's say a very lenient dress code. Don't have to get dressed up really at all.
Yep. Well, actually, it says no clothes, dress code. So that would be it. And that was the number one answer. 28 people said no clothes, dress code.
Be the most logical. You've seen the memes where the guy's got a tie on, but he's only wearing his underwear. So people do that. It's kind of silly. But
I think it's interesting because I think this is not going to last forever. And I wonder when people have to go back to work, how they're going to adapt because they've been gone for so long.
I mean, late-night radio hosts when there's no one else in the studio, who knows what they're wearing? You never really know. It's part of the mystery of, you know, the dress and the face behind the voice. You never quite know.
You never know. Well, hey, thanks for the number one answer.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, the question is, name something appealing about working from home. Now, we have the number one answer. It was no dress code. That was the number one answer. But we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more answers. 8 more answers. 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. Go ahead, caller.
As someone who's worked from home for over 20 years, no commute.
No commute. And I think that falls under great commute. That's the number three answer.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay,
thank you. All right. We've got the commute answer. 2 guesses, 2 right answers. Name something appealing about working from home. Number one, no dress code. Number three, great commute. But we have a lot of other answers here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers still left on the board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 7 other answers left on the board. Name something appealing about working from home. No dress code is number one, and a great commute is number three. What are the other 7 answers? 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. Does anybody have any guesses? You know, I find this whole working from home thing interesting because I don't think it's going to go on forever because I'm not hearing of offices shutting down. Now, I would think if this was going to go on forever that offices would be shutting down, but I don't see that. So I don't know if it is going to go on forever. I guess we'll all find out. Go ahead, caller.
No time clock.
No time clock. Let me see here. Well, I'll tell you, flexible hours. So, yeah, that's there. That's the number two answer. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, we've got flexible hours. Name something appealing about working at home. Now, we've got the top three. No dress code, flexible hours, and great commute. Now, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 still are out there answer-wise. Name something appealing about working from home. Any more guesses? All right, maybe here's one coming down the pike right now. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about saving money? You don't have to eat out.
Save money is the number six answer.
Yay!
You've got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. Save money was on the list. All right. Four answers and four correct answers. Name something appealing about working from home. No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, and save money. But we've got 5 answers left. Five answers left. What are they? Name something appealing about working from home. Any more guesses here? 22 minutes past the hour. We're back to the old Family Feud here on WWGH Radio. And doing pretty well in our first category. Name something appealing about working from home. Now we have no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, and save money. But what are the remaining answers? 5 answers remain on the board. What are the remaining 5 answers? Something appealing about working from home. 740-383-9944. And as I say, I think this is going to be interesting in the long run, because I don't think people are going to be working at home forever. As a matter of fact, I think if the school thing goes well and kids are able to go back to school, I would imagine that a lot of businesses, call centers, that have had their employees at home will probably start to call them back. Because I think they're going to figure, if schools can do it with just wearing a mask, why can't a call center? And one day we will have a vaccine for all of this. But it certainly changed the world back in March. That's for certain. Let's see if we have an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what?
Yes.
They spend more time with their kids.
Spend more time with their kids? Let's see here. See family. Yes, that's the number 4 answer. Thank you. See family is on the list. Another guess and another right answer. Name something appealing about working from home. All right, we have no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see family, and save money. But we still have 4 answers left. 4 answers left on the big board. 740-383-9944. 4 answers left. Name something appealing about working from home. 24.5 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any idea what is appealing about working from home? You know, a lot of people, the idea used to be you didn't like to work from home because you felt like you wouldn't get anything done. You know, your kids would be there, people would come over and visit you. It would be harder to get started working. A lot of people always thought it was a very bad idea. I think a lot of it's working out here, but I don't know what the productivity is like. And I think one of the reasons we're not seeing a lot of stories about people's productivity working at home is because, what are you going to do at this point? I mean, they don't want to call people back. They don't want any lawsuits. They don't want any workman's comp claims during this pandemic. But when the pandemic is all over, when there's vaccines, when kids are back in school and we're not having any trouble, well, then is it going to be a different story? It might be. It really might be. I don't know. Will then they start looking at their productivity? It could happen. I just can't imagine they're going to close all these buildings, because a lot of people feel it's going to be this way forever, that this is going to be the change now, and this pandemic came and told us we could all work from home. I don't think that's going to happen, because I think there was a reason they were having people work from offices. I don't think it was just this is the way it's supposed to be done. And I think letting a lot of people work at home, I think breaches in security are going to be a big issue. You know, I think right now we're just dealing with it the best we can. But if breaches in security would start to happen, I think we'd have a little different tune right now than maybe we do. But who knows? I don't know. I don't know what'll happen. And a few people can spoil it for the whole bunch. All right. We're playing the Family Feud here on WWGH Radio. Name something appealing about working from home. Any guesses. Go ahead, caller.
They have more time than to work around the house.
All right, more time to work around the house. I don't see that one. That's not on the list.
It's not.
No. Thank you. That does not make the list. But the category again, name something appealing about working from home. Now, we're playing the Family Feud again. We used to do this quite a bit. And this is kind of a whole new, well, what a category to come back to, because this, because of the pandemic, has become a thing. A lot of people working from home. Does anybody have the correct answers here? We still have four big answers on the screen here. On the paper, I guess we should say. Name something appealing about working from home. Now we have no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see family, and save money. But we still have four answers left. What are the remaining four answers? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Have we stumped you with the remaining four? There's still four left. Now think about working at home and things that you would not have if you were working in an office setting. Things that, issues you would not have. Maybe you would have if you were working, not have if you were working from home. Because the way the category is phrased here, name something appealing, something good about working from home. Name something appealing about working from home. Any answers? 28 and a half minutes past the hour here on this getaway Friday morning. Go ahead, caller.
You don't have to worry about the boss looking over your shoulder.
You know, that's a big one. Avoid the boss is definitely on the list. You got it. Thank you. Avoid the boss is absolutely on the list. So we got no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see the family, save money, avoid the boss. Three answers left. Name something appealing about working from home. Three answers left in this particular category. Does anybody know what those three are? 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. Three answers left. What would be great? What would you be able to avoid if you were working from home? Go ahead, caller.
Dare I say no itchy coworkers?
Well, that, you know, there's a lot of that going around. That I have that here, believe it or not. It's unbelievable. And that, yes, it is number five on the list. You've got to avoid coworkers.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, avoid coworkers was on the list. All right, we're coming up on a break here in 20 seconds. 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. Two answers left. Name something appealing about working from home. 740-383-9944. Back in exactly 1 minute.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
All right, Scott Spears back with you. 31 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, September the 4th, 2020. The Family Feud category we are in at this time. Name something appealing about working from home. Name something appealing about working from home. We have no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss. But there are two answers left. Is anybody brave enough to guess what those two answers are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are the final two answers? Name something appealing about working from home. 740-383-9944. What would be appealing about working from home that we have not covered here? No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, and two more answers. What are they? Now, the final two answers are kind of interesting. There's certainly pluses, I would think, to working from home. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe having a cocktail towards the end of the day?
You know, I need a cocktail right now.
Yeah, me too.
It's been one of those days. You know what? No cocktail on here, but I would have thought eating any time or drinking any time would have been, but it's not on the list.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. No, that is not on the list. But boy, some days you could just use a cocktail, couldn't you? And today is one of those days. 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. Two answers left on the board here. Remember the answers we've gotten? No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss. What are the final two answers? Does anybody know what the final two answers would be here? 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. Appealing about working from home. 740-383-9944. And as I was saying, the final two answers are common things that I think would be positives about working from home, because they are issues that people certainly do have when they are in an office setting. Problems that arise with people. Any correct answers? Name something appealing about working from home. What are those final two answers? We've gotten a lot of the good ones here. No dress code. I'm sure a lot of people love that. Flexible hours. You know, it's interesting, though. I found that a lot of people who are working from home right now have to keep the same hours they kept when they were in the office. Now, I guess you get to sleep a little later, but they have to keep those hours. I don't know why that is, but it's one of those things, I guess, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe having your own bathroom?
You know what? That is on there. Go to the bathroom anytime you like. You have it.
There you go.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep. All right, now we're down to one final answer. Then we can move on to the next category. And it's actually the last answer on the list. Name something appealing about working from home. Now, here's the answers we have with only one answer left. Here they are. No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, bathroom anytime, and there is one more answer. What is it? What's another advantage about working from home? What is our final answer today before we move on to category number two today on the Family Feud? We've done very well with this one. We've only been taking answers now for about 20 minutes, and we're down to the final answer. And in the beginning, there were a lot of answers to this particular question. Go ahead, caller.
You can eat anytime you want to.
You know, I thought that would be on there too, but it's not on there. It's not to do with eating, but thank you for calling.
Yep.
Nothing to do with eating. Name something appealing about working from home. No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, go to the bathroom anytime, and what is the final answer? Does anybody know what the final answer could possibly be? An advantage for working at home. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the last answer here? Something appealing about working from home. The final guess, the final answer. Go ahead, caller.
You can take a break, whatever you want to.
That's not on the list. Good guess, though. No break whenever you want to. What is the final answer here? Name something appealing about working from home. What is that final answer? Have we stumped them all? Go ahead, caller.
What about take a nap?
You know, take a nap's not on the list, but I could do one of those too right now.
All right.
Thank you,
sir.
Bye-bye. Take a nap does not make the list. All right. Some good answers, but we haven't got to the right one yet. The one that will let us move on to the next category. 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. We have no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, bathroom anytime. What is the final answer? Something appealing about working from home. Does anybody know what that would be? Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
You can start or stop whenever you want to.
No stopping and starting when you want to, but a good guess nonetheless. Does not make the list. Name something appealing about working from home. No stopping or starting whenever you want. You know, there's nothing like a good nap, though. You gotta love a good nap. Go ahead, caller.
Watch TV.
Watch TV is not on the list, but that's a good one, too. Thank you. No watching TV on the current list. Name something appealing about working from home. We've heard a lot of great guesses, but what is that final answer that is eluding us so much? Go ahead, caller.
Snacking whenever you want to.
Not snacking, but a good guess.
Okay.
Snacking does not make the list. Name something appealing about working from home. 39 minutes past the hour. We've got no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid your boss, bathroom anytime you want to go. But we don't have the final answer. What is the final thing that is appealing about working from home? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's appealing about working from home that we are overlooking? Go ahead, caller.
What about not having to scrape your car windows?
You know, that's a good one in this part of the...
Under commute.
That probably does fall under commute, but you know, it certainly... What did you have to scrape? Well, you don't commute to work, but I could not tell you the last time I've had to scrape my windows. It is so warm here anymore. We don't have winter.
True.
We just
true.
Have extended fall now. You know, as somebody who's worked from home, what do you make of all these people who are still currently working from home who think they are not going to go back?
You know, I think that's a possibility. I think working remote saves the employer. It's easier on the employee. And sometimes it's just more economical to do. So maybe companies are kind of refiguring this. I think it's a great idea.
You know, it's interesting, though, but here's what I can't figure. If this has helped people go this route, I don't know why the offices aren't being closed. Because they're having to pay the electric bills, the air conditioning bills, right. And they're not doing that. And there's got to be a reason for that. And
yeah, that doesn't make sense. Maybe it's just the whole kind of limbo thing. You know, maybe they are going to try and do the remote working, and it's just everything's kind of in limbo. And, yeah. I agree, that's kind odd.
Yeah, I still believe what will because the common wisdom on this whole thing, because I think this is a fascinating topic, because if this pandemic allowed people to work from home, if that's all it took, that there really was no reasoning for people to be in the office and it was just how it was done, I think that's odd that it took that to do it. So it makes me think that there had to be more to it. There had to be another reason why they had people in the office. And my guess is it's productivity, but I don't think people want to say that right now because you still can't
really... When I hear that, though, I'm a medical transcriptionist. I used to work in a hospital in an office setting. And when you work at home, computer programs are so sophisticated now that my employer knows exactly how long my hands are on that keyboard, how long I'm idle. I'm only allowed 3 minutes, you know, to do research if I need to look up a word. So productivity, that's kind of it. I think it depends on what type of work you do, but mine is I have no choice. So that's kind of up in the air.
I just am trying to figure out because, you know, people have, well, like you said, you've worked from home for quite some time now. All these people who were sent home strictly because of the pandemic, why were those jobs, why was that not done prior to a pandemic? They had to be some reason. There had to be some reasoning why they were keeping these people in the office. And I think one of the reasons are health plans, because I think, you know, it's hard to, I think people do sometimes gain weight when they're staying home all the time. It's harder, I mean, workman's comp goes away, I would think. How could you be hurt at the workplace?
Right.
And I think it just a lot of things, I mean, I think the workman's comp department would completely go away if that's what happened.
Yeah, I agree. It would be interesting to hear from an employer who, you know, might be in that position, why they would choose not to make their employees remote. I think it's happening more and more, though. It's just, if you can do your job from home, why not? I mean, I to me, it's a win-win situation.
I think so, but I also think, bad internet connections, and I think people are going to start seeing when this is over, because right now they can say the pandemic, but if somebody has a slower internet connection or somebody can't or is new at a job, because eventually hirings are going to happen, are they going to say, well, discrimination, you know, it's not my fault that I can't afford the faster internet connection. It's not my fault that I live in a bad place. I think we're going to see some of that if the topic is not pandemic.
You are at the mercy of the internet. That's the only downfall, but that's never really been much of an issue for me, surprisingly. I mean, you have your occasional outage with a storm or whatever, but I've never had that problem. And if someone were to say, you know, I can't afford good internet, you have to look at the fact that you're saving money on commute, you know, on work clothes, on, you're saving money in other ways to where you should be able to afford, you know, the good internet.
I would love to know the reason why it wasn't done before.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, because there had to be something. There had to be some reasoning as to why this wasn't done. And also, like I say, if people, because we're 6 months into it now, why haven't people just shut down the offices? Because I think one of the problems is going to be is a lot of people have these big offices that they've paid to put these computers in, and they have these internet connections in, and supervisors, well, why do you need a supervisor if nobody's in the office? And I think why do you need a manager? Why do you need any of that? And I think that's going to ultimately be a problem as well, because I don't know. I just can't see it going that way forever. I think there's going to be a lot of question about that.
I'm gonna disagree. I'm gonna say that this is gonna open the eyes of a lot of employers and say, hey, we could possibly make this work.
Well, it could,
and maybe it's a fact where, you know, they're keeping the offices open when the employees come back, maybe they'll sit down and figure all this out and say, hey, it just makes more sense to have you work from home than in the office, or, you know, maybe they have a lot of figuring out to do. I don't know.
Well, I just wonder what will be the line. See, because here's what I would worry about if I was in this position. Because nobody wants to do this during a pandemic. But we know a lot of call centers and data entry jobs, which are the jobs we're talking about, can be outsourced.
Right.
And if you now are paying your employees the same thing as you used to pay them to drive into the office, and you know, you're paying the bills in the office, well, why wouldn't you just fire them all and outsource it to a company much cheaper? Well, there's just going to be one company that does everything.
I have an excellent point, because that the medical transcription industry has been hit by that. They've outsourced our medical records in the U.S. to India, and they've trained these Indian people to transcribe our work, and I've seen some of that work come back. And I've had to edit it, and it's horrifying. And they pay them pennies to compared to what they would pay us here in the U.S. So thanks, they work for a great company, family-owned business, and they keep it all within the U.S. But that's definitely a very valid point.
Well, and I think that's what we might see. I think it's not going to be so much the idea that everybody's going to work at home. I think that what we might see is the end of the data entry business, or the call centers, because, you know, call centers already were being shut down and outsourced.
And how many times do you call an 800 number and it's someone in India, you know, or someone foreign? It's hard to understand. So you know that those jobs are not local anymore.
Oh, no. And that's what I say. If you have one of these companies that I would be fearful if I was in the data entry business and I was sent home because of this pandemic, because if they find they can do without you in the office and they're paying you, you know, $15, $20 an hour, well, why would they continue to pay you the same amount of money in these shops, which most of them are not union anymore? Why would they continue to pay you that when your overhead has went down tremendously?
And that's exactly what happened to me. I used to make very good money working in a hospital in an office. Once I got sent home, those rates dropped tremendously. I mean, it's industry-wide, but, yeah, very, very valid points. So it'll be interesting to see what happens
in
the next year or so.
I have a big, because I've also seen the 50-50. I saw a lot of people go home during the pandemic because they were considered at risk, but the office is still operating with other people in it. So I would assume those people are definitely coming back.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I think it'll be interesting to watch, and hopefully it's not the end of the data entry business, but hopefully, maybe we can just get back to some normalcy, and if some jobs can stay at home, fine. But if not, you know what I've also encountered? I have heard some discussions about productivity, and I've seen where people have had to really kind of block out. I mean, have been threatened. You know, you've got to put out this much work, or we're going to have to bring you back in.
It does require, when I tell people I work from home, they think I can just get on and work whenever I want. It's not like that. You really have to be self-disciplined, and it took a while to get to that point. So, you know, it's easy to be lazy at home. You know, you need some laundry that needs taken out. Well, then the dishes need done, and you do this and do that. You can't do that. You have to really self-discipline yourself.
It's also very easy to can somebody who works at home.
Yes. I mean, we all just feel like we're minions at this point. But I'm grateful to have a job that I love, so I keep plugging along.
Yeah, and I hope everybody is happy and does everything. I've just seen this trend where so many people who I know who've been sent home during this either come up to me and say, I don't want to go back, or I can't go back, or I don't think I'm going to go back. And I always think, I think they would have shut that office down. I think they would have told you that. And they're not telling these people that. They're not saying you're going to stay home forever.
But the unknown is, that's not a comfortable place to be in. So I totally get that.
Yeah, and so I hope that I hope everything goes well. I guess we'll all find out together.
Very true.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
We still have one answer left on the list here. It's an interesting subject. Name something appealing about working from home. 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. Now, we've got no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, bathroom anytime. What is the final answer? What answer are we missing here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. No dress code, flexible hours, great commute. What's that final answer? Are we going to get it before the hour is up? Go ahead, caller.
I'll work on it one more time.
Okay.
You can take a break whenever you feel like it, or you're avoiding the image, the pandemic.
Avoiding the pandemic?
Yep.
Avoiding the, those are not the answers, but good guesses.
Yep.
All right, those are not the correct answers right now. Do we know what that final correct answer is? Name something appealing about working from home. We've got no dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid boss, bathroom anytime, and one more answer. What is the final answer? 53 minutes past the hour. What's another advantage about working from home? It's not the pandemic. It's not about taking a break. It's not about food. What would be another advantage about working from home? What would be appealing? Another thing that's appealing, I guess I should say, about working from home. What's that last appealing thing? Are we going to get it in the final 6.5 minutes here of this particular hour? We're going to do this next hour. It'd be great to have a new topic to start with. Are we going to get the answer? Name something appealing about working from home. No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, bathroom anytime. What is the final answer? And by the way, it is the last answer on the list. The very last answer. Something appealing about working from home. What is it? 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Could I give you a hint on this particular one? Okay, it has something to do with being a parent. Something to do with being a parent. What is the final answer? 740-383-9944. Name something appealing about working from home. No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see your family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, bathroom anytime, and then something about being a parent. What would be appealing to you if you were a parent about working from home? That is the final answer. 740-383-9944, and we've got 5 minutes to get this. Now remember, if you're a parent and you're working from home, what makes that appealing for you? Obviously, besides seeing your family, which was one of the answers, if you're working from home and you're a parent, why would that be appealing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has to do with being a parent, of all things. Go ahead, caller.
You know where your kids are.
You would know where your kids are, but that oddly enough, it's not the answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Has to do with being a parent. Now, you would know where your kids were, hopefully, but that's not the answer, but it does have to do with being a parent. What would be appealing about working from home if you were a parent? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We're going to do this again next hour. Go ahead, caller.
Don't have to pay for daycare or babysitter?
No babysitter. You have got it. That is the answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that is exactly right. No babysitter. So, name something appealing about working from home. No dress code, flexible hours, great commute, see family, avoid coworkers, save money, avoid the boss, bathroom anytime, and no babysitter. That rounds out the group. Okay. We can start the next bunch here before we get into the next hour. 57 minutes past the hour. Okay. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. How about that? 1, 2, 3, how many answers do we have here? 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 answers on this one. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. Who would you call? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who would you call after getting engaged? If I was getting engaged, I would call the mortuary, because that's probably where I would be headed. Death from a heart attack. But maybe people would call other people. Who would you call if you got engaged? Go ahead, caller.
Parents.
Parents. Parent is number one on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Parent definitely is one. Who would you call after getting engaged? 7 answers. We've got one. Of course you would call your parent. That is the number one answer. What else do we got coming down the pike here? Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
A friend.
A friend. Yep. Friend is number two. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. We've got parent and friend. Who would you call after getting engaged? We've got parent and friend. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who would you call after getting engaged? Holy mackerel. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Your clergy.
Your clergy. Yes, your priest is on the list. You've got it.
All right, now we've got 3. We've got parent, best friend, and priest. Who would you call after getting engaged? 1, 2, 3, 4 answers remain on the board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 4 answers still on the board. Who would you call after getting engaged? 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left. We've got parent, best friend. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
How about relatives?
Not relatives. Thank you.
Relatives don't make it. We're going to come back after this break. 15 minutes with more of this. Stay tuned. Be back in 10. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Talk show host Larry...